Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, Tony. My name is Jessica. Hi, Harper, Carol, and Todd. Pretty cool that you have a redhead. I am also a redhead. I am from Arizona, but my ghost story does not take place in Arizona. My ghost story takes place in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So the summer before my first year of high school. So it would have been like roughly 99, 2000. My late stepfather got a new job with GM. And it forced a move to Indiana. And my parents found this house. And the rent was, like, super affordable. And it was, like, right where we needed to be. And it was perfect for our family of four. It was myself, my brother, my mom, and my stepdad. And things started almost immediately to my brother, my mom, and myself arriving. My stepdad had lived in the house previously for 3 weeks before that while we packed up our house here and put everything in the U-Haul. So arriving to the house, my stepdad was not home. He was at work. He had sent my mom a key or brought it back with him, and I don't remember which, when he came home to see us one weekend. And so we got to the house and everything, and then, you know, took the key to go open the front door, and we couldn't get in. You heard the deadbolt turn. You heard it click as if it was unlocked. The door handle would turn as if it was unlocked, but it wouldn't open. So we couldn't get any other door open either, not the garage, not the back door, nothing. So we actually had to call my stepdad, leave the property, and come back. And as soon as my stepdad got there and turned and opened the door, and everything, door opened just fine for him. For us, there was nothing that was going to budge that door. All right, no big deal. House was built in the 70s. It's Indiana. A little weird. No worries. So fast forward a couple weeks, and we're getting settled in and everything. And, I mean, the house made noises. But it wasn't, I don't know, really anything outside of like settling noises or anything like that, or it didn't seem so anyway. And then we met the neighborhood kids and everything like that. And this will be relevant. This family was super weird. They had like 9 kids and it was like they ran amok. The kids would come over at like all hours. We had them come over like 9 or 10 o'clock asking if we could play like at night. It was so strange. And after we had met them and everything, I was in my room one night, which was in the back of the house. My brother's room was right across from me. And everything, and all of a sudden I heard like fingers tapping on my window to the side of the yard. The other window went to the front yard and like out to the street, but the side yard wrapped around back. And, you know, it's like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm a night owl. I will stay up all night. But I heard tapping. Like, as if you were, like, drumming your fingers across the window. And my first thought was, oh, those kids, do they just not have parents? Because they had come over late night before. So I went over to the window, pulled up the blinds, opened the window, and stuck my head out.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your Grave Confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.